Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've seen all the home decorating shows by now. First, it was Trading Spaces. And then, While You Were Out. The show where one spouse redecorates their mate's favorite room while he or she is away. And now, from Bob and Tom Television, the first decorating show that could end in capital murder.
Drew doesn't realize yet that his wife Karen and I are completely redecorating his favorite room in the house, his poker den.
Oh, is Drew ever going to be surprised when he sees what we did with it? I can't wait to see the look on his face.
Oh, this is so exciting. Let's stand by the couch here and wait for him to wake up.
Drew, wake up. Drew.
What?
I have a surprise for you.
Wait till you see this, Drew.
Jesus, would you two stop your screaming? You shut those lights off. My head's pounding. Where's the Vicodin?
Watch when one very hungover man, coming off a doozy of a bender, finds his wife has completely changed his favorite den of sin into a playroom for the kids.
Come on, honey. You've been on that couch long enough now. Now roll over and look.
All right. Then will you shut the hell up and let me get some sleep?
Surprise!
The bar is gone. And where's my bong? Oh, you son of a bitch. Where's my football helmet beer keg dispenser and my brandy sniffer?
Oh, that was so hideous. Look, Drew, we replaced it with this darling mini slide. Over here, we're going to put...
Whoa. You turned my bar into a playroom? And who the hell is this queen anyway? Oh, God. Get out of my way.
Coming soon to Bob and Tom Television, While You Were Passed Out.
And I want my Farrah Fawcett poster put back up, too.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're all here in our places with bright, shining faces, and no one's more happy about it than Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I got a beef.
What?
You got a trouble? You got some trouble?
Yeah, I want to run it by Al Jackson.
All right.
Oh, there he is right there. Perfect timing.
I got to hear about that.
Tom, do you ever say I have a bone to pick?
No.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Really? This isn't a bone to pick with Al.
Okay.
Al Jackson, comedian, one of the hosts of the DBL, the Daily Blast Live. Al, you have spent many years as a stand-up comedian, many years touring. You've been in many, many hotels. Is that correct? Okay. So we had a great time over
like
the
prosecutor.
Week.
Prosecutor, I'm scared.
We had
just answer the senator, please, Mr. Jackson.
We had a great time over the weekend, but I have a beef with hotels, and that is, I guess I'm going to have to start carrying a nightlight. Because the hotel we were in, your option is the bathroom light you can leave on, which is so bright it looks like it's lighting up a German prisoner of war camp.
Then you close
the
door.
It's like an Exxon station.
Yeah. You close the door and just leave a little crack of it.
Yeah, and then in the middle of the night, then you walk up, open the thing, and it's like you've just been thrown into an oven.
Oh, God.
The light's up, right?
No.
The analogy wasn't too much before. You went on to that's where you went?
I don't think he meant for those to be related.
You're not telling Al the best part about the hotel that we just stayed in.
What
you had to put your key card, Al, into a slot hanging on the wall to get your lights to work.
Yeah, I can't tell you how much I hate that. It's like having a part-time job. It's like as soon as you walk in, you're like, I got to punch in. Look, whatever I do, I paid for this room. I don't like them having some kind of, remember that movie Sliver where they could watch you? Like, I don't want you dictating what's happening in here. Al didn't have a good set tonight. He'll have no front room lights today. I don't like that. No, I don't. We're out of control with the hotels, Tom. Don't get me started, bro.
I like the hotel. I'm going to start taking a nightlight because you can't, if you're in a strange room, you get up in the middle of the night to pee, and you don't know where you are. You're tripping over wires.
Tripping over wires.
You see, your solution is to bring more electronics into the mix.
I had my phone charging, and I had it on like this 8-foot cord, and so I leave the bed. All of a sudden, I feel this thing on my leg, and then of course my phone goes flying.
You thought it was a snake, didn't you?
That was me.
but I do have to say. Tom needing a nightlight, that would be the oldest man call that you have to make to the front desk. Like, do you have a nightlight down there? As a 26-year-old smoke show, like, yes, old man, I'll bring it up for you.
Do you carry?
Like, there's some things you can't ask for.
Do you carry one of those sound machines with you?
No, it's on your phone.
No.
Why would you?
But I do have a couple podcasts. And, Chrissy, I don't know if you're like this. I have a couple podcasts that I listen to kind of just to go to sleep.
Please
like,
tell
I like
me
the
it's
material,
not mine.
But no, please. Your voice does other things to me, girl.
Oh,
hello.
Mm-hmm. Are these podcasts designed to put you to sleep?
No, they're just kind of, I just think some people's voices, this is one thing I actually noticed last week. When I'm in the barber chair, when the clippers go on, I get sleepy almost in a way that, like, if somebody had been doing, like, a psychological test, like, almost like my eyes shut.
Like hypnosis?
Yes, really. And I think it's just the humming of the clippers and maybe me being a little kid falling asleep and my dad would take me. Yeah. But I am so sleepy I can barely hold a conversation with the barber. So just certain things and noises make me sleepy, I guess.
There's an app called Calm. There are quite a few of them, but the Calm app. They will have nighttime stories that people will read to you to put you to sleep, or music or sounds or whatever you would like. But some people's voices just...
This is from the Wall Street Journal. Insomniacs are turning to boring YouTube videos to help them go to sleep, including Bob Ross painting videos.
Oh, yeah. The kids are big on that.
And
you
there's,
kids, you willy kids.
Have you heard about this one? There is actually a Microsoft Word tutorial made in 1989 that has been voted the most boring video ever made. And it's become this cult thing.
I thought you weren't supposed to watch something that it was bad for your brain. It won't shut off.
It is.
Yeah, there's something about those videos made in the late 90s this is before consultants where somebody would outside of the company would look and be like, this is the worst thing ever made. But when I was a middle school teacher, I used to have to put these videos on and they were so bad and so boring. And it's like no one just like raised their hand like, let's reshoot this. Because no one would want to see this, but it's just, you know, we're going to go in the library activity center. It's like, no one wants to see this, but, you know, I didn't do a lesson plan that day, so guess what? We're watching it.
Well, I know you got a lot of hotel experience over the years.
Yeah, I actually had a little chit-chat with myself the other day because I'll do it next week. I will promise to commit to this. I wrote a Yelp review for a hotel that I was staying at, and I definitely snapped. I write a lot of Yelp reviews. I should read some sometime on the show. But, yeah, I snapped at the Hyatt because they just didn't they didn't have – my son had gotten sick in the room. He threw up, you know, the 9-year-old. And they never brought up any new towels, and I repeatedly asked, and then it led to a fiery email. So yeah, I'm very good with the staff and everything, but like Tupac said, I'm not no killer, but don't push me. You know, after the eighth time,
of course,
after the eighth time, bro, we're gonna have a little problem. Yeah. You know, come on.
Okay, we're talking with Al Jackson. Al, do we have any verbiage for me to be learning so I can up the hipness factor?
Oh, and I almost forgot. Before we get to the words, I thought about you last week because I forgot what you were calling them, where people would get close to the phrase, but they couldn't, like that one kid called it graveyard. A Tomism, yes. I had one of those with my girl last week. She couldn't think of the word, and so she goes, when did you stop playing casual basketball? Instead of pickup, yeah. She called it casual basketball.
How nice.
That sounds, isn't that what it really is?
That sounds very elegant, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
Casual basketball.
Yeah. That, jeans and polos. We're talking about, I guess, when Barack Obama was president, he would shoot hoops occasionally. And I guess he had kind of a regular game going.
He could shoot the rock.
Yeah, but you have to wonder. Yeah. You have to wonder, are you going to back off just a little bit?
All the Secret Service is right there. Yeah. Did you ever see those like soccer games that what Pablo Escobar would play, and everybody would just be falling out of the way? Or when Putin plays
hockey. I don't like problems.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Wasn't Putin playing hockey?
Yeah. You don't check him.
Yeah. Oh, you do. It's the last thing you do. Yeah. When a guy pulls out the Uzi and takes you out. I wonder what president was the best athlete?
I thought you said Ford.
Gerald Ford played for the University of Michigan.
I want to say Lincoln. He was a state wrestling champion.
You're right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Nixon played football, and I thought was okay.
He bowled.
As a president,
I think Ford was like a real jock, though. Ford was like a all-American kind of. I think it'd be Ford. By the way, I'll be in Ann Arbor tomorrow and Saturday, so come see me do stand-up.
Where?
Look at that.
Let's go.
At the AA Comedy Showcase. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Come see me.
Oh, cool.
Oh, just the double A, huh? Not the triple A?
No.
Okay. No, you know. Okay. You know how we do. Yeah.
You know how we do.
I'm not a major leaguer yet.
That's a phrase.
You
know how we do.
How we do what?
That's what he said.
How we do, how we operate.
You know how we do.
You know.
You don't finish the... you know how we do? You know,
please.
It's like he's speaking to natives.
He's been taught so much and learned nothing.
Just really has. Well, the formality just creeps back in. Hey. All that we've done, it just gets erased, Tom, and he goes back to fourth grade. But that's not that's a compound sentence. Come on, put a comma in there.
Yeah. You know who Howdy Doody was, Al?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do a short video. You know that song, This Is How We Do It? I wonder where Howdy Doody would come. This is Howdy Doody, and he'd come around the corner.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
TikTok video? Is that going to be huge?
No. I think so, but I don't know the Venn diagram crossover between a Howdy Doody audience and...
anyone living right now.
That Montel Jordan, I know it's nobody, under the age of 40.
Yeah. Oh, 50. Absolutely not.
Didn't they do a Howdy Doody SNL skit?
Fridays.
Oh, Fridays. Yeah,
right here, Mr. Doody.
Right.
Hilarious.
Howdy Doody was really difficult, evidently.
Right.
Hilarious.
That was the premise.
What do we got here? You got to teach me.
Tom, We got time for at least one. Tom, tell me what the word bodied mean.
What?
Means.
Bodied?
Bodied.
B-O-D? Bodied?
B-O-D-I-E-D.
Okay, bodied. Is it a compliment with regard to a lady's fine, as you would say. She's fine.
No, and you say it's fine.
She's well-bodied.
Fine.
No?
No, you know what? I wanted to hate it. It's not right, but I don't hate it.
Let's not lose sight of it.
I mean, it's
wrong.
Not even close to right, but it, I don't. It, man, let me see. Willie, can you make that sound cool?
Man, we did the show last week in Iowa. Josh got on stage. He was worried he wasn't going to have a good set. Dude, he bodied it. He absolutely bodied it. Is that within the realm of possibility, Al?
That is absolutely it.
Okay.
Really?
That's
So he slays like a slay thing?
He killed it.
Yeah. He killed it. Or I, Willie, I've also used it in terms of you jockeying for position and almost necessary to you saying it, you have to get somebody out of there. Mm-hmm. So it's like Willie was supposed to MC the Christmas party, but I told Tom he'd did it 2 years in a row. I'm sorry. I had to body him out of there. I wanted to do it.
Oh.
So it's more like you had to get somebody out of the way. But the way Willie did it, I would absolutely use it in that context, too. Like, you could body a set. You could it's to do something well, but also to kind of push something, push somebody out to take what they have.
So you could body Caitlin Clark out of her ability to shoot the ball by slamming her onto the ground, which is what we're witnessing in the W.
That hey, look, I'm sorry. I'm an old school hoops fan. This reminds me of late 80s, early 90s basketball before everybody was friends. I think that there's a period of time, and if you're a certain age, like most of the people listening or on this radio show, you remember that there was a time where players didn't hug each other after the game.
No. Mm-hmm.
And they're not and I think now that we have been living in that for 20 years, and after you see these guys do commercials together, you're just like, why is mommy mad at daddy? Like, there used to be a time where, like, Dr. J and Larry Bird got into a fist fight.
Yeah.
I mean, a fight. And it's because they are such intense competitors. And we have to remember, like, they're not friends. I mean, we're doing this for interaction, but to get to that level that those women are at, like, they're fiery. Yeah,
so I think it's a good thing. There's a good cop, bad cop thing.
Tom, you remember when... And it gets your teammates involved. Like, are you going to get my back? Like,
you and Willie were talking about it earlier. About, you know, Larry Bird and...
Larry and Michael hated each... Or Larry and Magic hated each other at first. And do you remember the Jordan rules when the Bulls would play the Pistons? And mm-hmm. Chuck Daly said... Yeah. If Michael goes to the basket, he goes down hard.
God.
Yeah. And do not let him get in the air.
So that's kind of cool, the WNBA. And like I said before, it's kind of getting like that professional wrestling, good guy, bad guy thing going. So hey,
right, but whatever gets people looking, I mean, if you think about the fact that we're talking about the WNBA right now.
Right.
If somebody told you that last year, you would have laughed in my face. Mm-hmm. You got to get people to look. The NBA was tanking. Until Bird and Magic came in the early 80s and saved it. And I really look at this situation reminds me so much of that exact thing.
I don't know,
somebody loves hoops, I love it.
I don't think you're old enough to remember this, but the NBA championship games were on tape delay. The Lakers played the Knicks in the early 70s.
Because of the language?
Because the Lakers would be playing at 10:30 Eastern. Oh. In L.A., there wasn't live NBA basketball.
And now the world we live in.
The game wasn't popular either.
Yeah, it wasn't very popular.
Now the world we live in, the WNBA draft was live in primetime.
Yeah,
it's a different,
exactly
it's a different world. Al, we have time for one more word. Al Jackson is our guest. Al is going to be the featured performer, but he's going to be the headliner tomorrow at the Something Club in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
AA for Ann Arbor.
Okay, it's not a meeting. It's a club.
The fans are going to get there, and they're just going to be meeting downstairs with sitting in a circle with a cup of coffee. Like, sit down.
There you go.
Your
hi,
uncle
Al.
Told you to come.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm Al.
Yeah.
Hi,
so Al. I'll be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase in Ann Arbor, Michigan, tomorrow and Saturday. So come out and see me. Get tickets. Let's try and sell it out in Michigan. I love going back to one of my favorite cities and one of my favorite states. So shout out.
No, this is my last word.
Did you hear that, Tom? Shout out.
There we go.
What does Al mean when he says, so shout out?
Say hello.
I love this word. Okay. Tom, what is, when would you use the phrase whole meal?
Whole meal?
Yes. W.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course.
Wait a minute.
So we're not talking about
rimming. We don't kink shame here.
Yeah. I'll have a whole meal every now and then. You know what I'm talking about.
Is it the same meaning as, meaning the entire, thing? The
like the whole enchilada?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. That's the word. The whole enchilada? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got her package. She's got everything. She's got the whole meal. No?
Tom, I was ready to make fun of you, and again, walk-off home run. That was it. Josh definitely lobbed it up, and you put it over the net, man. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I was trying to think of whole enchilada. I couldn't get the...
Yeah, she's the whole... Well, whole enchilada hasn't been used since 1973, but Josh brought it back, and I will take whole enchilada even over whole meal. Because I would stand out if Josh was like, I met this girl, she's a whole enchilada. I'd be like, she must be fine. She's got to be fine.
Have you heard?
Yeah, but that's it.
Have you heard full meal deal too? Like,
no.
I've heard that before.
What does that entail?
The same thing. Mm-hmm. Whole meal. Oh, she's a full meal deal.
That sounds like a promotion at Hardee's.
It's
if you think about it, all food, you know, they're a snack. Food and mm-hmm. sexuality cross over so much. Mm-hmm.
Food and sexuality crossover.
Yeah,
though I don't like sex with food, I think that's amateurism and ridiculous.
You've taken chocolate syrup and put it on a lady's breast.
I'm with Alan. I hate room service, and I would never eat in bed.
Of course you would.
You can go down to a nice restaurant, have coffee right there.
You are as fun as a crutch. You know that?
No.
Good Lord.
You like eating. I don't want the... Why there's a sauce in the bed now? She's sticky. I got to get up and waste a rag.
Worth it. It's worth it.
I can't eat with my legs thrust forward, Al. I have to have my feet in the ground.
There's a lot of stuff you can't do with your legs thrust forward. I can tell you that.
Well, she's complaining because the ravioli is too hot.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.